With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The House has passed a $1 trillion funding bill that will end the partial government shutdown. Correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
By a narrow margin, House lawmakers approved appropriations bills to fund most of the government through the end of the fiscal year. The package included a temporary spending measure for Homeland Security funding that will allow Congress to negotiate changes to immigration enforcement operations. Democrats have demanded changes for ICE and Border Patrol agents following the unrest in Minneapolis. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There are heightened tensions between the U.S. and Iran.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt told reporters that talks with Iran are still planned after a U.S. Navy fighter jet shot down an Iranian drone that was approaching the U.S. aircraft carrier USS Abraham Lincoln in an aggressive manner in the Arabian Sea.
President Trump is always wanting to pursue diplomacy first.
The shootdown occurred within hours of Iranian forces harassing a U.S. flagged and U.S. crewed merchant vessel that was sailing in the Strait of Hormuz. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
British police have opened a criminal investigation into politician Peter Mandelson over alleged misconduct in public office related to his ties to Jeffrey Epstein. The British government says newly released Epstein files include documents that suggest Mandelson may have shared market-sensitive information with the convicted sex offender while Mandelson was a member of the British government a decade and a half ago. On Wall Street, a down day with the Dow dropping 166 points, the NASDAQ lower by 336, with the S&P 500 index down by 58. This is SRN News. Religious Americans talk about political violence.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that majorities of all religious groups believe political leaders failing to condemn violent rhetoric of their own followers leads to violence. People of faith also believe that false or misleading information and images generated by AI that spread on social media contribute a lot to violent actions in society. The poll also finds that majorities of all religious groups oppose the public display of hate symbols. Michael Harrington reporting.
Young Jews in Morocco are flocking to classes designed to revive Jewish culture in a nation that used to have a large Jewish community. According to the latest data, 99% of Jews of Moroccan heritage today live elsewhere. After major migrations in the 20th century, only about 2,500 Jews remain in a country where they once made up 5% of the population. This is SRN News. Tech stocks dragged down the market.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street. The S&P 500 fell 0.8% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gave back 166 points. That's about 0.3%. The NASDAQ Composite lost 1.4%. NVIDIA, Microsoft, and other big tech stocks fell. So did software companies that investors saw as potential losers to competitors powered by artificial intelligence. Most stocks in the S&P 500 rose, including Palantir Technologies, which reported a better profit than expected. Gold and silver prices bounced higher following their latest sell-off. Treasury yields eased in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
President Trump met with Colombian President Gustavo Petro at the White House for 2 hours. Trump said afterwards he'd previously clashed with Petro, but during talks, I thought he was terrific. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.